Still call it the local derby, big brother against little brother, but the Swannies up against GWS. The Swans coming off a shock loss. GWS currently undefeated. Glad to say that Will Haywood joins us from the Swannies. G'day, Will.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Yeah, bounce back factor this weekend, mate. How's training been?
Yeah, it's been a good week. We obviously had a rough loss last week, but we've quickly moved on and turned our focus to the Giants this Saturday, and we're really looking forward to the challenge.
Some missed opportunities early in that game against Port Adelaide to put them away. You had plenty of inside 50s and just didn't convert, Will.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It was a bit scrappy, and a few fumbles on our behalf cost us a bit early, and to win games of footy, you've got to kick goals. So unfortunately we're unable to do that. But, as I said before, looking forward to bouncing back this week.
And you guys are usually slick with your ball movement, and you did have a few fumbles and whatnot. Was that just basic skill error, or was that the Port Adelaide team putting you under plenty of pressure?
Look, a bit of both, I'd say. It was a high-pressure game for sure. It's definitely not us as a football team, the skill errors. We're usually a very skillful team, and as you said, we pride ourselves on our ball movement. But to Port Adelaide's credit, they put a lot of pressure on, and had a real good crack.
My buddy's had a pretty good start to the year. Was it 9 goals, wasn't it, in the opening game?
Eight,
and then again last week, but just couldn't get over the line last week. You've got a pretty big. He's been a bit of a mentor to you.
Yeah, absolutely. He's been great ever since. Since I've got to the club, he's really, really easy to talk to and approachable, and helps out a lot with things like goal kicking and leading patterns in the forward 50. So he's been great.
Can he teach you how to kick those ones from outside 50? I saw last weekend.
Oh, that was unbelievable.
When he just turned around with his back to the goalpost and just fired away.
Yeah, I hope so. I wouldn't mind knowing how to do that, but I think he might keep that trick to himself.
Yeah.
Well, some people would say you rely too much on Buddy. So it must be good to get Sam Reed back. I think he's back playing this weekend, which will provide another threat up forward and give you a bit more flexibility with your structure.
Absolutely, yeah. Reedy would just have to get through training today, which is looking really good. But it'd be really good to have him back, because when there's only one tool, a lot of the times they'll just drop another defender and Bud will be 2v1. So Reed will be really good for that purpose, and to make a contest in the air.
And, mate, do you feel an extra edge? I know, I guess most players say it's just another game, it's round 3, blah, blah, blah. But do you feel a little bit of an extra buzz at training knowing you're taking on GWS, who they might be little brother, but I can tell you what, they're going okay.
Absolutely. They're in red-hot form at the moment. We played them in the pre-season, and, as always, their pressure's up and they're a great team, so we just need to be, extra sort of cautious with our preparation for the game and go into it knowing that it's going to be a tough game.
And it's a big job for your midfield in Kennedy and Henneberry and Luke Parker, because the GWS Giants have got some tremendous young talent coming through in their midfield with Kelly and Shield and Callum Ward, so you need to win those early touches.
Absolutely, yeah. It's not often where we get midfielders that are with Joey Kennedy and Parksy and Hanbury. They're probably some of the three best midfielders in the game. So to come up against a team with the same sort of standard midfielders is going to be red hot in the first few contests.
And the Swans over the last couple of years, you've got some young players developing nicely. You've got yourself, Tom Papley, Harry Cunningham, and the young guy that's been very impressive, young Oliver Florent?
Yep.
Yeah, he was very, very good last weekend, I thought.
Absolutely, yeah. He's one of my best mates at the club, and he was definitely one of our best last week, and we just need everyone to play their role this week, and hopefully we can get the job done.
Will, good to see you playing well, mate. Have a big game against the arch rivals GWS, and thanks for your time this morning.
No worries. Thanks for having me.